on answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight is Dr. Catherine Albrecht, as we discuss the menacing dangers of RFID, and we're going to get into some things that are going to have stunning consequences for our society. But first, let's go out to the phones and welcome Pat Jordan on line one, who's got a question for Catherine.
Hi, guys. It's Pat again.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Albrecht, can you help demystify what was going on at the Chinese Olympics? When I watched them on TV, they said that the runners had some kind of chip embedded in their shoe, and it was sending GPS coordinates, and they were able to track the runners within like a hundredth of a second. What kind of technology were they using there?
Well, in that case, that was not tracking technology. It's not GPS technology. It's actually something a little bit simpler than that, but still disturbing from a tracking potential. What you do is you put a passive RFID tag in someone's shoe, which is one of these antenna microchip combinations, and then you put a reader right at your finish line, or you could put a whole series of readers all along the track, and as a shoe passes over or at that reader, you could even triangulate the location of a shoe with those readers, then you can pinpoint where a person is. And in fact, Nike got into some trouble a while back with an RFID shoe that they were trying to market that would have done kind of the same thing, that was designed to keep track of how many miles you would run. I don't remember all the details of that, but I do know that there was a big flap as athletes and runners said, wait a minute, we don't want RFID tags in our shoes, thank you very much. But you're starting to see RFID used in those kinds of situations where even race cars, for example, you want to figure out who got over the finish line exactly first. You can put a little RFID tag in the very front tip of each of the cars, and then as they hit that point, you can identify which one goes through there first. You know, where
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say where this really gets disturbing.
Texas, I've heard in Texas, for the plan for the TTC, the Trans-Texas Corridor, that by two votes, the proposal that would have RFID-chipped driver registrations, and it would have been used to target speeders and people violating the law in other ways, was going to be used. Are you familiar with that technology?
Absolutely, and that is the same. That's basically the same technology. The idea, again, is if you can put an RFID tag in something, the RFID tag in and of itself really doesn't do much. It's where you place the readers that creates your problem. So you sort of become kind of a sitting duck, as it were, for any RFID reader in the vicinity. And the way the RFID readers work is, let's say that we move to this future that the industry envisions where everything is embedded with an RFID tag. There's one embedded in the sole of my shoe. They're sewn into the seams of my clothing. They're in all of the products in my pockets, on all the barcodes, on my chapstick, in my purse, or whatever it is. Now I walk past a reader. And probably the best example would be IBM, which has patented something they call the Person Tracking Unit. Wonderful name. pretty horrifying. We detail this, by the way, in our book Spy Chips, where it was first revealed. And what IBM has done is patented a way that you can put these readers into walls, into doorways, into ceiling tiles, floors, shelving, furniture, really anywhere people go. And then as I walk around, let's say I walk through a doorway. Well, the doorway is equipped with this reader that sends out a pulse or pulses of electromagnetic energy, what we'd call a radio wave. When those pulses are picked up by the tags in my belongings, then that energy from those pulses travels through the antenna to the microchip and stimulates it to release its data. So in other words, if you could kind of picture, as I walk through the doorway, all of these tags that are normally dormant and do nothing, they all immediately come to life. They all buzz with energy. They release all their contents. And now the doorway has downloaded an inventory of everything I'm wearing and carrying. And because they're unique ID numbers, they know who I am, too, if I used a credit card to buy them.
You know, this is worse than anything that could have been imagined in that novel, 1984.
Way worse.
Absolutely. Well, look, we're up against the break. Pat, you want to hold for a follow-up?
Sure.
Okay, and we'll be back with Dr. Albrecht and our caller, Pat Jordan, after a word from our sponsors.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Our guest tonight is Dr. Catherine Halbrecht. Her website is spikechips.com, and we went to the break. Pat Jordan had joined us to ask Catherine a question, and Pat, let's go back to you for a quick follow-up.
Thank you. Doctor, I learned from Dr. Carly and from Dave to never sound the alarm unless you have a solution for it, and so I'm very curious, what are modes of detection for these devices, and are we going to have to move from a washing our clothes, drying our clothes, and then sticking them into the microwave just to make sure that we're safe?
Well, I don't recommend putting RFID tags in the microwave. I'll say that because they tend to burn up. We've actually got a chapter in Spy Chips, our book called The Chips That Won't Die, and wow, we recount a pretty hilarious story in there about when Liz and I attended an RFID conference years ago and had a bunch of chips in our hand, and we had heard that microwaves would kill them, so we put them in the microwave, and we said, well, let's be conservative. Let's try, I don't know, 15, 30 seconds. Well, after 4 seconds, these things sparked, poofed, and burst into flames.
Wow.
So you want to be very, very careful. And I say that because now all U.S. passports have an RFID tag in them. If you have an e-passport or one of those little passport cards, or you have one of these enhanced driver's licenses to get across the border in those border states I mentioned, you don't want to put it in the microwave if you want to do in the tag. And I wouldn't say this came from me because you wouldn't want to be destroying government property, but I will say that, you know, a sharp blow on the back of one of those chips is something that the manufacturer certainly advises against because it would damage the chip. As far as what are the solutions, let me talk about a couple solutions. Any RFID tag that you find on something, you can smash it. You can hit it with a ball peen hammer. That's a hammer with a point at the end. Or you could just probably hit it with a regular hammer. That's likely to do it in. The you can shield them with a plain old aluminum foil. So the tinfoil hat crowd was actually right. You can shield RFID, but you have to make sure that you wrap whatever item it is in question all the way around with aluminum foil. You can't leave even a small gap, or it could transmit through that little gap. The other thing, I think, in terms of more social and political solutions, we have, if you go to our website at antichips.com. We have two websites. Spychips.com is about the book and about RFID tags and products. And antichips.com is where we revealed the information that I spent 6 months working with the Associated Press to get out, which is the fact that these implants cause cancer. When you put an RFID microchip, a Verichip implant, into a dog, or especially if you put one into a laboratory animal, between 1 and 10% of those animals develop cancer. This is laboratory mice and rats. And so I've got all the research there. There's a 50-page report on it. There's also an 80-question FAQ. So anything you ever wanted to know about microchip implants, it's all available right there at antichips.com. And as far as solutions go, there's a one-page bill. It's a piece of legislation called the Bodily Integrity Act that prohibits, it's state legislation, and if it is passed into law in your state, it would prohibit anyone from requiring you to receive a microchip implant for any purpose, whether it's related to flu or an epidemic, job-related, related to incarceration, whatever it might be. It prohibits the implantation of anyone with an RFID tag without their informed written consent, and it also prohibits anyone from being discriminated against for not having a chip. So you wouldn't see a situation where if you want to shop at Walmart, you get a 10% discount if you scan your microchip, or if you want to work for this job or that job, you get a 10% pay increase, or you know, et cetera. So it prohibits all of that. The thing I love about this bill is that it's only one page long. It's written in plain English. Anyone could understand it. It's a PDF document at antichips.com. Just click on legislation. And you can print it out and hand it to your state lawmaker and say, please introduce this bill. And already around the country, many, many states have become very concerned about this issue of microchip implants. And I think with the whole swine flu and, you know, the Verichip Corporation, now they're onto their latest scam, where now they're claiming that they've got some new, or they're working on some new microchip that can actually detect the flu virus in the bloodstream, which is, by the way, utter nonsense. Let me just say that company.
Well, Dr. Kaplan, let me interject this here, because a reoccurring theme on this show has been to examine the ongoing dangers posed by the swine flu and the possible coming mandatory vaccinations. And many people in law enforcement, in fact, right here on this network, people from law enforcement have come on these shows and have said that RFID chips are going to be used in bracelets and medical cards to identify people at vaccination roadblocks who have or who have not taken the swine flu vaccination. Is that technology even possible?
Yes, it is. And, in fact, one of the places they may be getting that information is from our own book, because in Spy Chips we actually talked about plans, emergency preparedness plans, that go all the way back to 2000 and 2001, where they were talking about using RFID bracelets that could not be removed as a way to identify the population. And, in fact, we detail in there the very first use of RFID on a captive population was actually on Haitian refugees, of all places, at Guantanamo, before September 11th, before we were using Guantanamo for the war on terror. We were using Guantanamo as sort of a holding pen for Haitian refugees. And they were all outfitted with a non-removable RFID bracelet that had, a microchip in it that conveyed their unique ID number. And the idea is, if you want to process large numbers of people, and this is appalling and it's horrifying, but it's exactly what the plan is. If you want to process large numbers of people and you want to use a computer or do it electronically, then the easiest way to do it is you just scan the people like barcoded packages of meat. And if you can get an RFID bracelet onto a person, then all you have to do is scan the bracelet, and you could scan, literally, you could process, 1,000 people an hour. Just one person with a scanner just walking down the line, boom, 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 boom,
Catherine,
boom.
This is Nazi Germany stuff. We've been down this road before, because the IBM punch cards were used to process large number of Holocaust victims.
That's right.
Anyway,
and I've actually, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I do my own daily radio program, and we actually interviewed Edwin Black, the author of IBM and the Holocaust, on my program. And it was really quite an experience talking to Edwin Black, because so much of my research around IBM, you know, looking at its involvement in the RFID industry today, is so chillingly reminiscent of exactly what he found looking at what IBM was doing during World War II. And, you know, IBM has a test laboratory in Texas right outside of Dallas where it actually has a Verichip implant test laboratory. IBM has been, they're the ones, as I mentioned, that patented the person tracking unit. And I didn't mention, by the way, where they want to put those. The person tracking unit to keep tabs on people, you know, as they walk around, they want to put those in places like museums and theaters and libraries, sports arenas, shopping malls, you know, even elevators and public restrooms. So that every single place that you go in public, if you have any, you know, even one of these tags on you, if it's in your driver's license, if it's in a credit card in your pocket, then they would put these readers into the doorway, and as you walk through the doorway, invisibly, you would be scanned, identified, monitored, and tracked. And not only would they know where you were seen and what you were wearing and carrying, but they could know everyone that you came in contact with by seeing, you know, who were you sitting next to at the restaurant, who did you walk with, you know, into the mall, you know, or how long did you linger in front of that display of, you know, dandruff shampoo, you know, everything from marketing to full-on Big Brother surveillance. They've got it all planned out.
Pat, I want to thank you for the call. Let's go to Sherry from Tennessee on line two. Thanks for your patience, Sherry. Do you have a quick question or comment for Catherine?
Hi, Dr. Albright. Let me ask you just point blank.
Albright.
Are you going to take the vaccination for the swine flu?
I'm probably not, because I think vaccines can be potentially very dangerous. My own husband actually wound up in the hospital. In fact, the second Christmas we were married, I spent Christmas Eve in the intensive care unit while he, you know, struggled in there with all the neurologists trying to figure out why he had had such a horrible reaction to some vaccinations that he had received. So I've seen firsthand that not even swine flu vaccine, just general vaccines can be very, very dangerous for people. So I'm probably not going to be signing up. I will say, if I see people dying in the streets, plague style, you know, like the plague of 1348, where you had in some communities 50-75% of, you know, the population keeling over dead, then I'd certainly be looking into it. But I have to say right now, you know, the flu is something that people get. This flu doesn't seem to be particularly any more dangerous than other flus. Annually, flu causes about 35,000 deaths a year in the United States. You know, and we're already, you know, I don't think that this flu really warrants that level of hysteria.
Sherry, thanks for the call, because I want to move along. We've got a number of things I want to get covered. And Catherine, two topics we said we were going to talk about here, and I don't think they're going to take a long time for you to get through. But first of all, let's talk about search engines, why people need to be concerned, and what the solution would be. And if we run up against a break, we'll just continue it right after the commercial.
Yeah, and I have to say, I first got started, you know, around this database issue with supermarket cards. Well, I realized what we buy at the supermarket is nothing compared to what we type into search engines in terms of revealing what's on our minds, who we are politically, socially, morally, spiritually, and everything else. What people don't realize is that every time you log on to a major search engine like Google, Yahoo, or Bing, and you type in a search, that search is recorded. It is linked to your identity, if they have it, your IP address, or any other information they have on you from other services you might use of theirs. And when they put all that together, they've got an unbelievably detailed amount of information about us. Everything from our health concerns, whether you've got a rash, whether you're fighting with your spouse, considering a divorce, looking for a new job, all of that stuff, we type it unthinkingly into Google, Yahoo, or Bing, and they're fully aware of it, and they're capitalizing on it. So real quick, I know we're coming up on a break, but real quick, I am a huge supporter of the company startpage.com, which does not record any of that information. And,
well, let's get that when we come back. We'll tell people how they can actually access that search engine. More with Catherine Albrecht after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest tonight is Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and we've been talking about RFID technology. As we went into the break, Catherine was telling us about a search engine that does not record searches and will not report your search habits to retailers or to the alphabet soup agencies. Catherine, tell people how they can access this.
Yeah, it's startpage.com. Start, like, start caring about your privacy, startpage.com. They're third-party certified by Europris, and in fact, I signed a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, and they let me and my IT husband, who's a security expert, take a look at exactly how they handle your data when you log on to their website. And I was thrilled that not only do they not record or make a record of what you do, and all these other companies do, and they share it, and they sell it, and they do all sorts of things, but StartPage, even if they were served with a subpoena or a warrant and required by law at gunpoint to turn over your data, they couldn't because they literally don't have it. You know, you log on there and you look something up, and they immediately erase your IP address the second you get there, so they don't know who you are. And the other part that is really awesome that I'm super excited about, they're about to release in the next couple of months a proxy service. So not only can you search privately and get your search results, but you can actually visit the pages that you find from your search results in total anonymity. So even the pages that you go to don't know that you've been there. And that's going to be super exciting when that comes up.
Until someone finds a back door through it. But right now that sounds really good. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the GPS. We had a brief discussion off the air about GPS technology and how it's possibly being misused against us by the Census Bureau. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, one of the concerns, this notion of census workers going from door to door and house to house, collecting the GPS coordinates of every dwelling in America, people are aware that that's happening. At least a lot of people know that census workers have been doing that. They've got a little handheld unit. They walk up to your front door within 40 feet. They press a button and lock in your GPS coordinates from a satellite. Well, what people don't realize is that's part of a global UN plan. And in fact, there's an agreement now, this decennial census that we do, this every 10-year census, has now been picked up by countries around the world at the urging of the United Nations, and they are now doing that same GPS coordinate for every human habitation on Earth. So every yurt in, Kazakhstan, every, house up on stilts in Thailand, every grass hut in Africa, every single human dwelling on Earth is getting its GPS coordinates recorded. And, you know, those of us who look at privacy and security and liberty issues, we're all kind of scratching our heads saying, well, what in the world reason would you have to want to do that? And a street address is certainly adequate to find a house. So why would you want GPS coordinates? And too alarmist, but I have to say, when I start hearing these reports of what's going on over in Afghanistan, where they're using the GPS coordinates of homes to pinpoint these unmanned aerial drones to literally go and blow them up, you know, that's the kind of thing that starts worrying me. You could get to the point where you would have, a situation where you could identify all of the people with certain political views, or all the people, if Hitler had identified the location of all of the Jews and had GPS coordinates for their homes, he wouldn't have had to, round them up and gas them. He could have just sent unmanned aerial drones to blow up their dwellings. So very, very worrisome. And let me tie this back just a moment to Google, because I need people to stop using Google for their own sakes and for mine as well, only because I believe that Google is very, very dangerous. Google, back last November, before we had any swine flu outbreak or any flu scare, Google was sharing people's searches for flu-related terms with the Centers for Disease Control, with the federal government. And what they did was they figured out a way through their algorithm to identify if you actually had the flu versus if you were just researching it for a school project. And if they determined that you had the flu based on your searches, then they would flag your search, pinpoint your IP address, use it to identify your location, your physical location, place a red dot on a map, and when they got a lot of these red dots in particular places, they would share that information with the Centers for Disease Control. And Google was boasting that they were able to find these flu outbreaks 2 weeks earlier than the federal government. And they were actually turning this information over to the federal government because they were so much speedier. So what has me very, very worried is if you use maps to pinpoint people's locations, and if you have technology that enables you to go in and, do things in these communities to disrupt people, I think that it is just a matter of time before the government starts saying, hey, Google, where are all the Second Amendment searches? Who's looking up ammo clips?
I would just go there with you. Exactly.
You know, who's looking up, or who opposes vaccination? Or who's looking up Ron Paul? You know, I mean, you could just go down a whole laundry list of things that you'd want to locate parts of the country, geographic locations, and then you could drill down even further and identify the specific people doing those searches. So I think it's very, very dangerous that they're starting
that. The alphabet soup agencies, and what they tell me right now is they're going to use this technology to identify registered gun owners so they can get a threat matrix on a computer grid to decide what neighborhoods they want to deal with first in case they pass gun confiscation laws.
Well, this is exactly why people need to wake up and really stop typing in all of this information. You know, I had a fit for years and years about using the frequent shopper card at the grocery store, because why do you want them to know what you're buying or give them the power to ration your food? That was nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to what I see people doing with Google. Logging on and giving them every last fact out of their brain. You know, Google knows the name of your doctor, probably, because I bet you the last time you had to make an appointment, you didn't pull out an old-fashioned phone book. You just went on Google and looked up his name. You know, he knows the
disease
of your
kids. Let me hold it right there for a second. I want to hold you over the break so we can get your contact information and how to get your book. So stay with me, and we'll be back with Catherine to put a wrap on this great interview after a word from our sponsors.
Time to... You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight has been Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and it's been a fascinating interview. And before we let Dr. Albrecht go, I want to give her a chance to talk once again about her website, how you can get a copy of her book, and for her to refresh our memory on that legislation that's written that we can give to our legislators. Catherine?
All right. Well, I've got a bunch of websites. Probably the central clearinghouse would be CatherineAlbrecht.com, and there I have information about the cancer studies, our book Spy Chips, article from Scientific American right there on the homepage that's all about the RFID in driver's licenses and how you can avoid that. It also has a link to my daily radio show. I broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and talk about a whole variety of different issues related to Big Brother and control. And then the website with the legislation that we talked about, that's the Bodily Integrity Act to protect us against forced microchipping. You can find that online at antichips.com, antichips.com. That's also where you will find, totally free of charge, the 40-page frequently asked questions, FAQ, on microchip implants. So everything you ever wanted to know about a microchip implants, you can find it there. And if you go to spychips.com or antichips.com, you can sign up for our free mailing list.
Catherine, let me ask you this. Are we winning or are we losing?
Well, you know, it all depends. I got to say, I'm a Christian, and so I kind of know how the story ends, and we definitely win in the long run. I'll put it that way. I think that in 10 years of being an activist, a liberty activist, and a privacy activist. I can say on the privacy front, I think things are getting worse at a very fast clip. On the liberty front, I'm not quite as pessimistic because there's an awakening that's been happening around the country, and I attribute it really to go back to its spark to the film America, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's extraordinary movie, which I was very blessed to play a small role in. But that film really launched the Ron Paul revolution, and then Ron Paul, of course, Restore the Republic and all of the wonderful work that's been done through Aaron Russo's film and through Campaign for Liberty and just all the terrific work that's coming has really got me very, very encouraged. And the other thing I think, when I look at businesses, I'm a free market capitalist libertarian, and I love companies like Startpage that are able to provide an alternative. And if we can start using, really, really voting with our pocketbooks and, start using alternatives to the big invasive Big Brother, power mongers, I think we're going to be in a much better place. So, and by the way, I forgot to mention, Startpage is free. So it doesn't cost you anything to do your web searching free of charge. I found, and they probably hit me for saying this, but they're about 95% as effective as Google. I'd say it's only about 1 in 20 or 30 searches that I say, gee, that wasn't quite as effective. But for almost everything I ever have to search for, Startpage is absolutely fabulous. They gave me the information I need, and it's totally free. And then the other thing I was going to say, you can actually add it to your browser. So in the upper right-hand corner of your browser, how you have a little Google window? Yeah. You can actually go to Startpage, and if you go to startpage.com and look under the search window, it'll say add Startpage to your browser. If you click that, and then just click OK, it'll actually replace that little Google in the upper corner with Startpage, and you can just do your searches from any web page that you're on in total privacy. And then even then, if you have to go to Google, the good news I can tell people, if you can stay off of Google for 9 months, you'll drop off of their radar screen because they've had a lot of pressure over in Europe where they're much more conscious of privacy issues than we are here in the States, and they've had a lot of pressure to reduce their data retention time to 9 months. So Google only holds your data that long. They hold it actually indefinitely. They hold it permanently, but after 9 months, they sort of anonymize it. They kind of scratch out some of the numbers of your IP address in a way that's difficult for them to get back. They can do it, but they'd have to really want to. So if you can stay off for 9 months, then you will be off their radar system, out of their conscious awareness, and off, sort of off of Big Brother's Google screen. And what I tell people to do is if you can't find what you're looking for on Startpage, which, like I said, I wouldn't even say it's 1 in 20. I'd say it's about once every 6 weeks or so that I find something. I'm like, gosh, I know Google has it, but I can't find it here. What I'll do is I'll go to scroogle.org, and scroogle, S-C-R-O-O-G-L-E.org. It's just a guy, and he set up a proxy for Google. So instead of going to Google, you go to scroogle.org. Don't go to .com because it's a horrible, triple X, awful website. But scroogle.org, very important to remember the org. And you can essentially skim Google results without Google knowing that you've done it because this guy grabs the results and puts them up on his website for you. So I do all of my searches in Startpage.
This has been a wonderful interview. And we do have another guest that's waiting to come on, but I wanted to really express my heartfelt gratitude to you for being so gracious with your time. And although Google, will drop us off after 9 months, I hope you won't stay away from the show for 9 months, because as things unfold with more chipping and RFID invasion into our lives, I hope to get you back on the air, and I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Aren't you sweet? Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Dave, and thanks to your listeners.
Okay. Good night, Catherine.
Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Catherine Albrecht of SpyChips.com, and was that an informative but somewhat chilling interview? Anyway, on our guest line, we have a gentleman named Jim Schweitzer. Jim is one of our ex-brave law enforcement officials, and his job in law enforcement is to protect the border from illegal entry. And it's been a while since we've done any type of show or analysis on the border, so I thought we'd bring Jim on for a little bit of a teaser about what life is like as a Border Patrol agent, and talk about some of the critical issues, and then talk about what life is like, how they see the border through a Border Patrol agent's eyes. So without further ado, let's go to our guest line and welcome Jim Schweitzer to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Thanks for having me. on the air.
Tell the guy you'll talk to this dude too, Wagner.
Okay, Jim, are you with us? Hi, Jim.
Frank.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we pull up Jim here, I want to give out the number that you can call in and talk to Jim on, 1-800-313-9443. And feel free to be a part of the conversation, or you can send your questions to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Manny, do we have Jim yet? Okay, well, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go back to something Catherine said while we're waiting for our producer to pull Jim up on our guest line. When she was talking about the GPS locators from the census, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about technology used in Afghanistan, not just for the drones, but for the Hellfire missile platforms. We're also talking about coordinated computer-oriented tank assaults, artillery assaults. It's all computerized and digitized, and I talked to a, I won't say who, but I talked to a famous author and journalist that's been a guest on our show many times today, and the same thing has happened to him. He let someone in his property who he thought was there for medical reasons for a member of his family. Little did he know, they were from the Census Bureau. They pulled up and told him to get off the property when he realized they weren't medical personnel, and they said, that's okay, we already got what we needed, and they left. And that is chilling, folks. There is no reason for the United Nations to be having our home address, no reason for them to know what our GPS coordinates are. I think it's a total betrayal on the part of our administration to give out that information. Anyway, our producer, Manny Quiros, has told me that we have Jim Schweitzer back on the line, so without further ado, let's go to our guest line and welcome Jim to the show. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm very good. How are you guys?
I'm great. I want to thank you for joining us here in the last segment of the Common Sense Show. Jim, one of the things that we had talked about off the air that I wanted to get into a little bit here is the notion that the Border Patrol doesn't really seem to have the manpower, and in some cases the technology, the equipment they need to fully do their job. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, that's sort of misleading. The Border Patrol has a whole lot of manpower and a whole lot of technology, and if some circumstances change, they could probably hold the border pretty close to what they got. The country's trying to do this in a process that's out of step. There's never going to be any control of the border until we get the pull factor of employment and benefits taken care of.
Let's talk about that for a minute. The pull factor. You're talking about corporate America benefiting off illegals crossing the border and working off the books.
Working off the books, taking wages that are much lower, doing all kinds of jobs. And as long as this employment exists, why wouldn't a person from Mexico come up here and try and better his life? And as long as that continues, you have to stack us man to man at the border to have any way of bending the traffic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let me share with you something I saw. I'm a college basketball coach, Jim, among other things, and we were playing in a tournament last year in California in Imperial Valley, which, as you know, is close to the border. And we took our team out for a bite to eat in our vans, and we witnessed an airplane, and we assumed Border Patrol, that was actually tracking an SUV through a farm field, and it was shining the spotlight down on the SUV, and the plane was flying at very low altitudes. And then we saw simultaneously an SUV from the Border Patrol that was headed out in the same direction, coming from a different direction to intercept. And I looked at that, and I turned to one of my fellow coaches, and I said to him, what a dangerous job that is, because what if they pull up and these people have submachine guns or some other type of a nefarious weapon? And can you talk a little bit about the dangers that the Border Patrol agents face on a daily basis?
Oh, it's a tremendous danger that they face, and these young men and women are incredibly courageous. I don't know if you're aware, they just had a major death here last month where one of our agents was murdered, slaughtered by some drug dealers who were coming across the border just a little bit west of there. And, yes, doing all of that stuff, we've lost pilots. We're probably, if I remember right, the federal agency that's lost the greatest number of agents. It's an incredibly dangerous job, and our people are doing a great job.
I was watching a TV special not too long ago about Native Americans that were trained trackers. And there were eight of them, and they would go out and they would track people entering illegally, and they'd be able to tell how many they were and how they were trying to cover their tracks, and their tracking skills were phenomenal. But one of the things I was struck by, Jim, was these Border Patrol agents many times would be off on their own, miles away from a colleague, and to me, the possibility of ambush is there at every turn.
It's very much a possibility. We've lost several agents that way. We've had several injured.
Doesn't that speak to the dangers of a manpower shortage, that each Border Patrol agent does not have adequate backup from other personnel?
Oh, incredible. Incredibly true. In one way, you look at it, we'll never have enough. But on the other hand, it's hard to cover all of that ground, and that's what one of the areas where the new technology comes in, because at least it gives our agents an idea of what they're heading out to look for.
Give me some examples. Tell the listening audience some examples of what that technology is and how it aids in the capture of people entering illegally.
Well, it's sensors, it's night vision, it's radar, the aircraft, they have the strong lights. It's the whole raft of technology that you can imagine that's out there. We've got miles and miles of the border covered with just the technology. And we can see aliens entering the border, and from where they entered and how they're walking, we can tell where they're going to come out. And it keeps our people from having to go down and try and intercept them right there. We can wait for them in a place that's more convenient for us. But
okay,
there's still miles of that border that there's nothing there but wild country. And because of the terrain, you can't cover all of it by radar. So our guys have got to go out there.
We don't even do that in our military operations with black ops. I mean, they always work in teams, and they always seem to have backup. Let me get to a more general question here. What do you think the American public needs to know about the border that you're intimately familiar with, but really is underreported or unreported in the mainstream media?
Well, so far it's just the same things that we're talking about right now. Imagine all of that happening, if they can, near their hometowns. I mean, this is all happening. One of the things that we've got to pay more attention to, and I think is unreported, is the situation in Mexico itself with the violence that's going on down there.
Well, let's go there for a second.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
Well, the drug cartels, the corrupt government that are supporting these cartels, and the violence that just, it goes on daily.
How much have you encountered as a Border Patrol agent the Mexican military crossing our border in support of drug shipments?
Oh, there's been quite a few instances. This is one thing that doesn't get talked about for diplomatic reasons. But it happens. It definitely happens.
How often does that happen?
Oh, you couldn't put an exact once per week type number on it, but it's often.
Well, I would imagine that the Border Patrol might be outgunned when facing a military unit. Is that true?
It's pretty close. And it's only been with some very cool heads, mostly on the part of the patrol, all on the part of the Border Patrol, to keep those from escalating.
There was a case here in Arizona where I live, where I recall a place called Lukeville, which isn't very far from the border, where at the time Governor Napolitano, now Homeland Security Chief, had actually ordered National Guard down to the border in, I think, basically a PR stunt. But these National Guards people were not allowed to put bullets in their gun, and they were overrun by members of the Mexican military. Do you recall that?
I vaguely remember that story. But the idea of the PR stunt, that's not true. The National Guard, while they were down there, were of tremendous help to us.
Well, I'm not disputing that, Jim. I'm talking about our governor. When she was governor here, she didn't want to enforce ID checks at voting booths for people that weren't citizens attempting to vote. And then when the popular wave came where, you know, we need to control our borders if no further reason than to stop terrorists, then, you know, she went with the public opinion wave, and she sent the National Guard down there. But when you don't have bullets in your gun, aren't you putting those personnel at risk as well?
Very much so. And you depend, they're having to depend on the Border Patrol to defend them, and that doesn't make sense. That just doesn't work.
Hold on. We're up against the break, and I want to come back and put a wrap on this and see if we can make some sense out of where we need to go in your opinion. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim Schweitzer, formerly of the Border Patrol, after a word from our sponsors.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Common Sense Show. Our guest this half hour is Jim Schweitzer, retired Border Patrol officer. And Jim, let me just say something too here, because I certainly don't want to be misunderstood by our listeners. I don't blame the people crossing the border because they come from a corrupt kleptocracy that's run by narcotics. And I think they're just looking for the land of opportunity. And everyone else is doing it, so I'll do it. I blame the corporations and the fact that we have a government that seems to be unwilling to let the Border Patrol fully do the job they're capable of doing by controlling our borders. I mean, how do you feel about that?
That pretty much says it, except that I'd comment that not everybody that's coming across the border are the ones that you're talking about.
I agree. We do have the cartels.
The ones you're talking about, that's true. They're coming up here to seek a better life, and who can blame them? But we're having to deal with the drug smuggling, and we're having to deal with the terrorists. And those are the ones that should worry us even more.
Well, you're speaking of terrorists here, and I don't want you to reveal anything that will get you in trouble because it's classified, but I'm assuming that the Border Patrol has had more than their share of intercepting terrorist rogue people wanting to do harm to our citizens. Is that true?
That's true. I can't give you chapter and verse. I mean, I'm no longer in the service, so I'm not aware of. But there have been many.
When did you retire, Jim?
I retired in 2001.
Now, you are the president of the retired Border Patrol officers, right?
I'm chairman of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers.
And you guys have a website?
Yeah, nafbpo.org.
nafbpo.org. I hope that we can chat with you on a little more regular basis as Border Patrol issues reenter the news, and they certainly will, I think, once we clear this national health care debate. I'd like to have you back on from time to time to give us updates about what's going on with your organization and the current feel of the Border Patrol agents about the issues. Would you be agreeable to doing that?
I'd be more than happy to come on the show.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll be in touch. And ladies and gentlemen, Jim Schweitzer, former Border Patrol agent, now retired, and I think we all owe them a debt of gratitude. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Dave, for inviting me.
Okay. Jim Schweitzer, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we covered the whole gamut tonight, didn't we, ladies and gentlemen? It seems like we covered in the first half hour kind of a recapsulation in Reader's Digest form of my appearance yesterday on Dr. Carley, and I want to publicly thank Dr. Carley and certainly refer the listeners to her show, which runs every Saturday afternoon. I really respect the job that she does, as well as one of her partners, Patrick Jordan, who called into the show not once but twice tonight. And I certainly want to thank Catherine Albrecht for being so gracious with her time. She was gone on vacation for a short time, and I had called her to confirm our interview, and she had mentioned, she flagged my email, and she said, "Oh, you're just one of 3,000. This is a lady who is in tremendous demand for radio talk show appearances, and I really once again want to express my thanks to Catherine for being so gracious with her time, even if she did scare the living heck out of us. She's given us a lot of work to do, and I want to remind everyone what she talked about going up to her website at spychips.com and printing off that legislation and fax it or email it in to your local state legislator and city council. I mean, we need to get a handle on our privacy, and we darn sure cannot be letting our government officials ship off the names of gun owners, ship off the names and addresses of private residences with their GPS coordinates to the UN. I mean, if people wonder why we put on our tinfoil hats and engage in conspiracy theories, where the heck do they think this stuff comes from? And I want to thank Jim Schweitzer for being with us and updating us on border issues and the tough job and the dangerous job that those brave men and women do on the border. But I still say, you know, with the average person coming across, not the cartels, not crooks, I understand, and it's never to be about people. But I want to thank all of you for listening in and making the Common Sense Show what it is, because without the listening audience, your many great calls and questions, we wouldn't have the show that we do. I hope you'll join me again next week, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, good night and God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.